Jesus gave believers authority to pray in His name and receive, that their joy may be full. Today, Kenneth teaches that we receive the name of Jesus by covenant and how to release great faith for answered prayers. Now let's go to the believer's voice of victory.
Faith is a product of the born-again human spirit. It's a vital part of your spirit being. And the moment you got born again, faith came. You got born again by grace through faith. Somebody said, well, which is the gift, the grace or the faith? Both of them. What's the matter with you? But see, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that the word by which you did that, faith came. And that seed is in there. But it can go, help me, Lord. Let's take another illustration. God created everything. Everything. Spirit, soul, body has to be fed. He designed it that way. Bugs have to eat. The grass has to be fed. So He has provided, since He designed it, He created it to be nourished, then He was responsible for providing the nourishment. And let's take the physical body. The physical body has to be fed physical food. It's food of a like kind. What does it produce? Strength and energy. Now, this is the part I want you to see. As you use the energy, you have to replace that with food. I mean, this right here. There's not much. I'm not exercising much. I'm not doing much to it. There's no weight, nothing in my hand. But you just stand here and do this long enough, you will use up the energy in your body. You're going to have to eat. And if you don't eat, eventually, you won't even be able to pick your arm up anymore. Everybody knows that. Well, the same thing is true with your spirit. This is what I want you to get. Faith is that strength. Faith cometh by feeding, and feeding on the Word of God. That's the way you feed on the Word, hearing it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And as you use your faith, it'll, particularly if it wasn't very strong to start with, and you're using it, it'll get weak. It'll get to the place where it has no strength at all. But you don't find out about it like you do when you're using your physical limbs and your physical body. Because your physical body lets you know. Your spirit's letting you know, but since you can't feel it. But you ought to know it because you're not getting any results. We've been going way too long and not receiving results. Amen. There's not anywhere in the New Testament or the book of Acts where Jesus or any apostle, nobody ever told anybody to wait a while. In Him, in Jesus, what's the answer? Yes and amen. In him, all... Somebody quote that for me. Yeah, that's not, but I don't know what I'm looking for. That's a good answer. All the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. That's what makes all things possible. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't say, wait a while. He just said yes. The leper came up and said, I know you can if you will. He said, one translation said, well, of course I will. Look with me in the 18th chapter of the book of Proverbs, please. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The Hebrew text says, and is set aloft. High place. High place. In the name. Okay. John chapter 17. Jesus is praying just moments before he went to the cross. Let's read and call it the Last Supper. Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. He kept them in the tower. He kept them inside the name. He's not just talking in the name. He kept them in it, enveloped in it. Are you beginning to see it? The name above me, around me, inside me, all over me. I'm born in that name. I was born of God in that name. But then I found out in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul said, I bow my knees before the Father. Let's turn over there. Ephesians 3. Now that's it. I've just stepped out here way ahead of myself. But I can get back. 14. 3:14. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That's your and my name. The first time I ever heard Brother Hagin say this, it shocked me, and I didn't know whether I believed it or not until I got back in there and read it. And it says, it's right there, right in front of me. John 16:23. Here before you've asked me nothing. But in that day, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Yes. You notice he didn't mention believing or anything. He just said, whatever you ask him in my name, he'll give it to you. Huh? Well, if I ask you, now let me. Does Gloria have to have faith in the name of Copeland to use it? No, it's her name. Now, if she needed it as a weapon, she could only have faith in the name of Copeland as far as my particular name would go. And that is based on my financial worth, my physical strength, and what can I do, which ain't much. But now you're talking about something else. You're talking about the name of Jesus. But that's just as much her name as Copeland is. By covenant. By covenant. She received the name of Copeland by covenant. And we receive the name of Jesus by the covenant of his blood. Hallelujah. By birth. By birth. I really don't have to have faith in that name to go before the Father. I have to have faith in that name. I'm going to go front Satan with it.
That's right.
But to go talk to my Father, that's my Father. I talk to Jesus. Amen. Brother to brother. But then on the other hand, he's my Lord. Then he's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my financier. Whoa. Yeah, let's go to the 14th chapter of John. Verse 10, believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. Now notice that. So about whom am I speaking? The Father that dwelleth in. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost himself. The Father that dwelleth within, he does the works. He's doing the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. How? The Father that dwells within. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, John 16:23, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. And here he said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. The Greek word translated ask, both means to ask. It also means to demand or to require of. The works that I do, shall you do also. How? The Father that dwelleth within. Well, particularly if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, that's the gateway to the supernatural. Amen. Amen. The anointing that comes upon for service. Jesus didn't do any service till he got baptized in the Holy Ghost. So, or miraculous thing. And I notice that. Notice how Jesus tied the believer. He said, because I go to my Father. Well, what happened when he went to the Father? He prayed the Father to send the Holy Spirit. And he did. So, you and I are in that day. In that day you shall ask me nothing, but whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. We're in that day right now. That your joy be made full. That your joy be made full. That's the reason we need the name of Jesus. Your joy is not full when your loved ones are not in the kingdom of God. Your joy is not full when your children are sick. Your joy is not full when you can't pay your bills. I can prove it to you that it was not God bringing that curse on people. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and God shall smite them. No, it wasn't. Let me ask you this. What about the Passover? This is the best example in the old covenant, the first covenant. I see the blood on the doorpost, and I will not. But now wait a minute. The destroyer will not enter. Huh? The death angel. That was not an angel of God. You mean that was a devil? I certainly do. You mean he's working for God? No, he wasn't working for God. He's self-employed. But he's the killer. And Pharaoh belonged to him. Boy, it gets quiet in here, don't it, Keith? But see, God is not the destroyer. Why is it blasphemous and profane to couple God's name with damn or condemnation? That's blasphemous. Why? He's not the damner. He's not the condemner. He's not the killer. He's never made but one person sick in his life. He's never made anybody poor but one man in his entire existence. He's never sent but one man to hell. And his name is Jesus. You mean God not sending people to hell? No. No, he's not. And God didn't take Uncle Fred either. No. You have to remember, people, that the whole creation is seed, time, and harvest. That's what judgment is. Judgment is a function of harvesting seeds sown. The power and authority of death and life is in the tongue. The only sin that sends anybody to hell is not having Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Reject him and you're hell bound. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every head bowed, please. Anyone here tonight that has never, ever accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, And if you would say, Brother Copeland, if I was to die tonight, if I was to pass away tonight, I'm not sure where I'd go. Well, you need to be sure. You have every right to be sure. You see, Jesus, the Father God, the Heavenly Father, the great Creator, has given Jesus to the whole world. He is the gift to the world. Anyone in that condition right now, no one looking around, would you raise your hand, please? Anyone that would say, Brother Copeland, I know the Lord, but I've gotten out of Father's house. I want to get right with God tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Those of you that lifted your hand on either one of those conditions, I want you to lift them again, and let's just all lift our hands along with them. And let's lead them to the throne of grace. Now you need to, I'm going to pray words. You know, people, words, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. People are saved by hearing and believing words and saying those words with your mouth. Pray this after me. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all of my heart you raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you tonight as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of sin. I renounce it. Excuse me. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. He's not my Lord any longer. Jesus is my Lord. Take my life and do something with it, please. I'll follow you. I'll serve you. For the rest of my day. Fill me, please, with your precious Holy Spirit. According to the book of Luke, you said when you were on the earth, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask him? Well, I'm asking, and I believe I receive. And since you said that, I believe I'm filled right now. I fully expect to speak with other tongues as you give me utterance. I'm a believer. And from this moment on, I am a spirit-filled, born-again Christian. Because you, Jesus, said so. I pray it. I praise you. I thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who does not get encouragement out of a testimony? When you hear the different things like, I was just reading up a testimony. Somebody was in a very bad condition in the country of Colombia, I believe it was. And this person really was having mobility problems and really the doctors kind of given up on this person, even the family. you know, and he called our lines multiple times. We believed, we agreed with him for the healing that was already his, and he called to give praise to God because now he can move, and his family said, this is a miracle. I mean, really, they had given up on him. And so things like that is one after another. Some person was believing for the university, attending the university. These are things that in different regions are at different levels, even economically. We know this, right? And in Latin America, really access to university, if it is not public, sometimes going to a private university and things like that, it could be challenging. It's not that it's not available, it could be challenging. And many people are believing for literally paying a private university. And so this woman who called our lines, she was believing for tuition. Tuition paid, and actually called us. We believed and agreed with her, and she got her tuition paid by the university sponsored. And so those are things like we get them all the time.
We learned on this broadcast today how Jesus has overcome sin, defeated death, and he has risen again. And he did it for one reason. You. You are the reason. And I know many of you watching this may be born again. You love God. You know how much God loves you, and that's wonderful. But there may be somebody watching this, listening to this right now, and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You've never repented of your sin and received his forgiveness and his righteousness. If that's you, I want you to pray this with me right now. Just say it out loud. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I repent of all my sin. I receive your forgiveness, your cleansing, your washing. Make me new again. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. Jesus, take my life and do something with it and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I know it's a simple prayer, but the Bible says if you say that and you believe that, you're born again and you are a child of God. And here's great news. Greater is he that's now in you than he that's in the world. In other words, bigger, greater, stronger is the life that's in you than the death that's around you. Man, this is good news for anybody. And if you're born again today and you prayed that prayer with me, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a free gift they'd like to send you. It's a book called He Did It All For You. It's two brochures about how to read and study your Bible. We want to bless you with this. All you need to do is go to kcm.org, let us know you want it, and we'll get it to you. Thanks for watching the broadcast today. God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.